Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yeah.
What's up, Heidi and Frank?
Peace.
So look, y'all, later in the show, one actress went bald and another one got a dino booty?
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
But first, Frank, I hear you have a major baby update for Gary.
Yes, I do, Gary, and you're going to be excited. I want you to mark your calendar for January because it's going to be huge for you and the Kardashian West family because that's when baby number three is expected to arrive.
No.
At the end of January is the due date.
We don't know the exact date. I thought after the last one that she wasn't supposed to have another
one. It's a surrogate because she has what they call placenta accreta. And inside sources tell me that if it's a girl, they're going to name her Accreta West.
It's a lie, Frank.
So if the baby does arrive at the end of January, it's going to be an Aquarius. Now, if you're not familiar with the zodiacs and their signs, the Aquarius baby is progressive, original, independent, humanitarian, runs from emotional expression, temperamental, uncompromising, aloof. Does it sound like the new baby will fit in?
That sounds like it would fit right in with that whole family.
Kanye, Kim, Kanye.
All right, so y'all, it's that time of the year. Dancing to the Stars is coming back for its 25th season. 25. And the cast has been announced.
Uh-oh.
And here's some of the highlights. One of the earliest rumored names to be part of the cast was former NFL star Terrell Owens, who's going to be dancing with Cheryl Burke because, you know, people like to score in the end zone. And this kind of fits right in with the mix of the other people.
I'm surprised he hadn't been on this show before. He seems like the dancing with the star type of person.
He been crying a lot. You know, he was crying, honey, when he was on Oprah.
No, he done wiped them tears, and now he ready to dance.
Yeah, he ready to dance.
I'm ready to see his exit cry when he gets kicked off this show. You know it's going to be epic, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Don't do that.
But there's also a Dancing with the Stars first. You got a married couple, Nick and Vanessa Lachey. They both are going to be competing, and they're partnered with newly married pros Max Schmirkovsky and Peter Murgatroyd.
Well, see, that's why they're doing the couple thing, because every time the season rolls around, they're always like, rumored sex is happening, because it is when you watch them dance and you watch them practice together, it does look like, oh my God,
right,
these two are having sex with
each other. That's been the rumor in past seasons. They needed to up the rumor and have married couple, you know, hooking up with another married couple.
So
you gotta add to the drama.
Yes. Yeah.
And I want them to do a four-way dance.
I think they just gained a viewer, right?
Well, you got one and a half of the Property Brothers. You got Drew Scott. Mm. He's going to be competing with the reigning mirror ball champion, Emma Slater.
He's cute.
Okay. But he has an identical twin, so why not have both guys on? Or would that be too confusing?
They don't want to let us have anything, Heidi. It's always the male fantasy.
Seriously, why not the identical twin brothers?
Let's go back to Portia's fantasy about being with identical twin men.
I don't remember admitting that on TV.
You just said it.
I said it, but it was all in the joke.
Well, it was no joke.
TV is forever.
I'm making my mom proud every day.
We love when George Clooney gives us tidbits about the twins, and now he's sharing some tidbits about their personalities. He's got a little boy and a little girl, so little Alexander and little Ellen. He said Alexander is already a thug.
He's a moose. Literally, he just sits at ease like this. And then she's very elegant, all eyes. She looks like a mom.
Yeah, can you imagine a little girl looking like George Clooney?
Well, it is weird because George Clooney's handsome, but you wouldn't want to, as a woman, you wouldn't want to look like George Clooney.
Right. I don't know, some woman would.
Although I've dated some girls that kind of look like George Clooney. So
okay.
I'm like that. A little salt and pepper thing.
You dated girls look like Jerry Cooney.
The boxer.
Wendy, he's not lying.
All right, y'all. Well, Modern Family star Sarah Hyland and her bestie have proven their friendship by getting matching butt tattoos.
Oh, that's friendship.
Mm-hmm. So Sarah and her best friend, Katie Welch, revealed their matching T-Rex tattoos. Now, we're not sure if these tattoos are real or fake. They may be temporary, but Sarah did post them on her Instagram with the caption, "We believe in dinosaurs. Hashtag Dino Booty Baby."
What's that mean?
Is Dino Booty a thing?
You know what? I don't know what this means. I've never heard of a dino and what they represent.
Are they Flintstone fans? I mean, what am I?
Exactly.
No, I think with a T-Rex is very small on top, and then he's very, very large on the bottom. So maybe it represents girls with big bottoms, and now you're owning it with your dino booty.
Well, but only one of them
girls
have,
is really repping that dino booty crew.
But the booties are the same size. One of them is just turned sideways.
Oh, no, baby.
No, that one girl has a bigger booty.
One is me, and one is Heidi.
All right, Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un's bromance is still going strong, which is great news for us here in Los Angeles, and we'll talk more about that when we come back.
See you, Atlanta.
Take it easy.
Bye, y'all. You guys.
Bye, guys.
All right, y'all, honey. Well, Dirty Doggin' has been taken to an all-new low, y'all.
Dirty Doggin'?
Yes, baby. Let me tell y'all why, honey. Kiki Wyatt's husband, honey, Mr. Michael Jamal Ford, he recently informed Kiki, y'all, who is 8 months pregnant,
yes, she is.
With their ninth child and has a child with cancer, that he wants a divorce. This is so sad, y'all, honey. Poor Miss Kiki, y'all. She posted a very emotional video on social media, y'all, which she has since removed, y'all. She removed it, y'all. She was telling y'all, honey, what Dirty Dogs did. Check this out.
You want to know something, America? When you 8 months pregnant and you got a child sick in and out of the hospital and your husband got the nerve to tell you that he wants a divorce, telling other people, other women that we getting a divorce and don't, if she calls or it's like, what? Like, I am so done with Michael Jamar. Y'all can have him and roast his ass.
Damn! Talk about dogs. She just sicked the big dogs on him.
Poor Kiki, and we love Kiki. I did Pride with Kiki 1 year.
We love Kiki, and she can sing her ass off, but I wouldn't have took my thing to social media like that, even if I wanted people to sick them.
Unless
I might not would have said all that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't let you see my pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? When you're going through something and, you know, you can't really talk to your husband because clearly he must be acting up. She really doesn't have anybody to run to. You're going to run online and do stuff like this. Problem is, later on, the kids are going to see it.
She got a lot of kids. She's like the black Angelina Jolie.
Is that not the 10th child or is this the ninth?
And they all came out of her body.
Yeah, I mean, she had majority of them, but one of the majority of them.
She had the majority.
She had a high percentage of the children.
She had about 95%.
She had a lion's share of the children.
Right. All right, y'all. Well, I've got two words for y'all, honey.
What?
Oh, Lord.
Bald and beautiful, honey.
That's three.
No?
Bald and beautiful.
Well, the and sign, honey.
Oh.
Bald and beautiful are the two words,
that's right,
honey.
That's
right.
You talking about head crack?
No! Well, he's bald and handsome.
Well, thank you.
There you go.
He's beautiful.
But no, y'all, I'm talking about Sanaa Lathan. Now, she's got herself a lead role in Netflix's original movie, Napoli Ever After. And in the movie, she depicts a woman who goes through a journey with her hair. Ooh. So y'all remember y'all saw her with blonde hair?
Yes.
And now she's gone completely bald, y'all.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
look at her. What you think, head crack?
I think it looks sexy. Sanaa Lathan could pull off any hairstyle that she wants.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, even, like, you know, like you said, if you follow on Instagram, you've seen her with the black roots, blonde edges.
Yeah, right.
All these different styles she's been trying out.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the low-cut Marla Gibbs fade.
Right.
She could totally pull it off.
Yeah, she did.
But you know, I was just wondering, though, too, like, so Brad and Portia, if y'all would take y'all hair off, would y'all do something like that for money? For a good check?
For a movie role?
For a movie role?
Yes. It would have to be a very profound role. Like, it would have to be,
like... a very profound check.
Oh, yes.
Well, y'all, coming up, Michael Strahan didn't want to end his vacation early to cover Hurricane Harvey. Well, now he's doing the most to make up for it. We'll show you what he did next. Dish
Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. You look nice. Anna Faris has a brand new book coming out next month called Unqualified. And she writes about everything from her childhood, working in Hollywood, and relationship advice. Now, a lot of people don't know if that's a good or bad thing, considering she just ended her 8-year marriage to Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Well, you know, life goes on. So anyway, in it, she writes that when it comes to relationships, being best friends with your husband is overrated. Mm. She said, I was once told I didn't need a tight group of girlfriends because Chris should be my best friend. But I never bought that. The idea of your mate being your best friend, it's overhyped.
That's true. That is so true.
What?
When you being best friends with your mate and somebody, women lose themselves, honey, by being their mate's best friend and you his best friend, then his ass decide to go tip out, honey, and you ain't got no friends. He do what he want to do and nobody can tell you what he doing to you.
Well, just because he's your best friend doesn't mean you don't have other friends. I would rather be my dude's best friend than anything else because guess what? When lust and all of that go away, at least at the end of the day, you'll have mutual respect for each other as friends.
I mean, you're going to need a third party best friend because who are you going to complain about your mate to?
Exactly.
That's the problem in most marriages. You don't need to be complaining about your marriage to nobody.
Yeah,
but
who
God.
Who you talking about? Who?
God.
Oh, come on.
You pray. You pray.
Pray. Well, you pray, but the Lord put people down here so you can talk to. Everybody got therapists and all that.
Yeah, you're going to need somebody because y'all just going to go home and just start shaking each other.
Exactly.
You got to have somebody to vent with, man. It's
got to have an outlet.
Yeah.
All right, up next, Steve Harvey just gave an interview with The Hollywood Reporter in which he covered a lot of bases. He talks about the incredible backlash he got from meeting with Donald Trump and how he should have listened to his wife when she told him not to. And the business advice he got from Oprah, which was no matter what, always get 51% ownership.
Yeah, that makes sense. You got to have control over your enterprises.
That's right, and you got to listen to your wife. Well, y'all, another interesting highlight came when he was asked about his friendship with Bill Cosby. Steve said, when I heard all the trouble he was in, I called him and asked him how he was doing. You know what he says to me? Hey, man, I appreciate you calling, but just stay away from me right now. You don't need none of this on you. You're doing good. Whatever happens to me happens to me, but don't you get none of this on you.
Oh, that was touching.
Oh, wow. Bill Cosby hit him with the save yourself.
Yeah, that was
right? Like, I'm dying. Save yourself.
Yeah, man, I don't know why the Titanic scene where she had him hanging off the edge.
Jack, you're so stupid, Jack.
It's so cold. Save yourself.
Yeah. But you know what? That's a selfless person right there.
Yeah.
You know, y'all can say what y'all want about Bill Cosby, but for him to make sure he keeps another person's brand in mind, that is huge.
That's a business.
Because, you know, most people, they like misery. They like company, honey.
You come over here. I'm so hungry.
Let's go hang out.
Give me some food.
All right, moving on. Yesterday, we talked about how upset ABC was with Houston native Michael Strahan for refusing to cut his vacation short to come and cover Hurricane Harvey victims for Good Morning America. Well, y'all, he's back.
He came back to work.
Yes, he did.
They airlifted him from his boat in Greece. ABC Studios. That's unfortunate.
And look how he landed. Check this out.
Hey, hey, Robin. Hey, you guys. I have a little puppy right here.
First started,
first
like,
of
he
all,
was, like, he so didn't want to be there.
He did.
His big ass holding that dog.
They told him, you don't get your black ass.
Oh. So did he end his trip?
No, he did not end his trip.
It was over.
It was over.
And he came back.
They didn't even let him change.
No, you gonna connect through Houston.
Right, right.
Before you go home.
All right, don't go anywhere, because coming up after the break, we'll tell you which Oscar-winning octogenarian is talking about how she still likes to, honey, get laid.
Ooh.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yes, baby.
Yes, right. Honey. Well, baby, honey, my daughter is just too damn famous, y'all. Yes, baby. Now, she's so damn famous that she can't get her mail on time.
How'd that happen?
Let me tell you. Now, yesterday, honey, Madge tweeted a disgruntled picture of herself and read FedEx baby for filth, bitch, because they didn't believe her identity and refused, honey, to release a package to her.
Oh, wait, what?
Yes, niece, this is what she did, honey. Now, she wrote, when you've been arguing with FedEx all week that you really are Madonna and they still won't release your package, baby. Bitch, please, hashtag.
Bitch, please. Bitch, where's your assistant?
Right.
Yeah.
Why are you going yourself? Yeah. Bitch, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
she's using, like, a fake name because you don't just want, like, random people knowing where Madonna live or get her package.
That was my concern.
Thank
is her
you.
Name Madonna?
Yeah, her name is Madonna.
Oh, that's her real name?
I don't know.
No, her last name is, like,
But anyway, y'all, honey, well, a FedEx employee saw her tweet and responded to Her Majesty writing this. Hi, this is Julie. I would like to help. Please DM your delivery address, tracking, and phone number.
Yeah, okay.
You're right.
Talk about they don't know if that was Madonna. I don't know if Julie really works for FedEx.
Right, exactly. Right. Julie is a big, burly man named Bob who is about to be showing up at Madonna's house soon.
Right.
Okay?
Right in his boxing shoe.
Yes.
Package, all right.
Right.
Well, y'all, speaking of an elderly English woman wanting a package, honey, Oscar winner Dame Judi Dench is still horny.
Oh, really?
Ew, how
oh, my
she?
God, y'all. Dame Judi did an interview about her latest movie role playing Queen Victoria, who had a romantic tinged friendship with a much younger man. Hmm. Well, Dame Judi, who is 82, girl, insists that sex isn't just for the young.
Oh,
what?
Nah.
What type of vaginal rejuvenation did she go through?
Honey. Let me tell you what she said, honey. She said, well, of course you still feel desire. Okay. Does that ever go?
No,
right,
it doesn't.
Girl. And to the older reader, I would say, don't give up.
That's right.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that you definitely had the desire, but I didn't know that 82 everything was still happening and working and doing.
I think for women it still work. I think for the men it has a problem growing.
Yeah. But the desire is there. Have y'all ever been around older women? Like they be like, yes. Yeah.
They be like Lady Eloise.
Yeah, they be wanting to kiss you in the mouth.
It's low-key creepy.
They do.
And y'all, Dame Judi further scandalized everyone when she revealed she doesn't wear granny panties.
What she wear?
Victoria,
she said there's a lovely naughty knicker shop, but don't buy everything up because I'm going there.
Oh.
She said a naughty shop.
No, knicker.
Oh,
yes, like your undergarment. Crazy.
I can't. Knicker. Like knickerbocker.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Says she don't wear granny panties? Well, I feel bad.
Wow. She wear granny panties?
At the house sometimes.
That's why you have no man, huh?
You just gotta know when I have a man, I wear something different, but other than that, we enjoy ourselves.
So you wear granny panties in the off season?
Yeah.
We have a podcast.
I get it.
Are you listening? Well, we don't want you to miss out, so go to iTunes and download the latest episode now. And coming up, Dennis Rodman's love affair with Kim Jong-un continues. We'll tell you all the fun things they love to do together next.
Welcome back. Well, as you all know, we are on the brink of nuclear war with North Korea, and I know what Frank is thinking and what you're all thinking.
Why are you so excited?
Why can't... that's not excitement. It's nervous.
It's when you get under the desk. I was
nervous.
In school.
The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Well, in this case, North Korea, and I know you're all thinking, well, why can't Dennis Rodman, who is best friends forever with Kim Jong-un, why can't he straighten everything out? He sat down with Good Morning Britain, and he was asked that question.
For me to go over there to see him as much as I have, I basically hang out with him all the time. We laugh, we sing karaoke, we do a lot of cool things together. And we ride horses, we hang out, we go skiing, and we hardly ever talk politics. And that's the good thing about that.
Everything that he mentioned is an activity I don't see either one of them doing. On their free time with other people.
Right. Right, but together, I mean, what would their karaoke songs be, you think?
Probably I've Had the Time of My Life, Dirty Dancing.
That's a good one.
That's a power duet karaoke.
I think it will be like Summer Lovin' Had Me a Blast. Get it?
Or how about Meghan Trainor, John Legend? I'm going to love you like I'm going to lose you.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.